How did Bashinsky look today?
He looked good. He looked really good, to tell you the truth. He shot the ball well. Kind of surprises. He's got a good shot from 15, 18 feet, which we didn't get a chance to see much at Utah. So that surprised me for sure. And I think it surprised most of the guys who've seen him play this year at Utah. So, but I thought he played well.
Is he a guy that if he doesn't get drafted, I know it's early, but is he a guy that if he didn't get drafted, did he get summer league consideration from him?
Possibly, yeah.
How much does that outside shot increase his chance of making it in the NBA eventually?
I think the ability to shoot the ball from a lower range for big guys increases chances of playing wherever. He can pull out big centers and be able to shoot 15, 18-foot shots. He can pick and pop, which we do a lot in the NBA. So I think it increases the chances of playing wherever that is. I don't know where it's going to be.
You said his NBA role model was Dirk Nowitzki. You see any of that?
No. No. I need to give him the list we have so he can see the comparisons.
Who are some of those players?
I would have to look at the list. I don't know what it is right now.
Not Dirk, though.
That was very Tom Brady-esque of you.
Well, I can't say anything else. I'm gonna get myself in trouble.
Tyler Harvey, how did he shoot today? I mean, is he gonna be able to have that shot translate to a league where guys are that much bigger and faster?
He does a good job of getting it off fairly quickly. I think he's still gonna probably have to work a little bit more on his form. But he shot it well. He shot it better than anybody so far this year in our Jazz 100. So he did a good job.
How's his defense, developed over the years that you've watched him?
Unfortunately, he's one of those guys that slips through the cracks for me. Being from Eastern Washington, I never did get a chance to see him play. Just watched him on tape. Like most guys coming into the NBA, there's very few who are ready to play NBA basketball defensively, and he's got some things he's got to work on.
Is it, a testament to him, I guess, in his skill set that, like you said, he did play at such a small school. Guys do slip through the cracks that he is here.
It's great testimony to how well he's played during the year, the skill set that he has, the ability to even go into a small school to have the NBA people recognize him and try to get out and see him play. So, yeah.
What are those differences defensively between college and the NBA that guys need to add to their games?
Well, the first thing they need to understand is in college you can hand check. You can't do that in the NBA, especially above the free throw line. So they've got to learn to move the feet a little bit better. Most of them have to learn to move laterally a lot quicker. Again, they have to learn how to get over screens and get over re-screens, which we do a lot in the NBA and they don't do a lot in college. So it's a lot of things they have to learn. A lot of what they need to learn is stuff they need to work on the court, but also it's just getting into a theater or and watch videotapes on players and understanding what they're doing.
Is there a certain guy that's type of guy that's better at doing that sort of thing, making that transition than another kind? What kind of skills do you need in order to be able to make that jump successfully?
Well, first and foremost, you got to have desire to play defense and dedication to play defense, ability to try to stop the guy in front of you. If you don't have that, it's going to be tough to even learn how to play NBA defense correctly. So if they have that, they've got an opportunity to get better defensively and got an opportunity to be better player defensively in the NBA.
You guys must like the Australian accent. I have another Aussie in the house today.
Yeah, mate.
That was more Scottish, I think.
You're finding more and more Australians playing basketball in the United States, so you got an opportunity to bring them in. They're always great guys to talk to. They play hard. And Hugh had a pretty good day today. He's a very smart player. A good basketball IQ for a point guard. He was helping the other players in our workout, so it was good to bring him in.
Going back to the defense thing just for a second, sorry. And Dante did not show off that defensive ability that he showed in the NBA in his videos. Were you guys convinced that he could be a good defensive player, or were you kind of as surprised as the rest of us were that he turned out to be a good defensive player last year?
We knew he was a work in progress. I think, personally, yes, he did surprise me how well he did play defense this year. But again, you know, as we go through this process of trying to evaluate players, especially one as young as Dante playing in high school and not necessarily playing in college, we understand that players of that magnitude have to stay on the court, so coaches are not pushing them to play very good defense. So that was taken into account, and again, it's part of the puzzle that when we look at players and trying to evaluate them.